Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, it is Tuesday, and it is time to take a journey to the Hill Country of Texas. Hello, Hill Country. Great to be with all the wonderful people in the Hill Country and all across our listening audience. And by the way, make sure you watch us on TECNTV.com. That's TECNTV.com. Little competition there with the other hosts to see who has the largest audience. So help me out, would you? TECNTV.com, right? Huh? Yeah, there you go. Well, that voice is the voice of the one and only, the legendary Mr. Matt Long. Matt, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
Thank you. I'm a legend in my own mind, and that's about it. Matt, so well, you're happy to be here with you.
You're a legend in my mind, too, Matt. Yeah, you're a legend in my mind, too. So that makes two of us. And then if I can be a legend in your mind, then that's then yeah, we could be, the two of us could be legends with one another. That would be something.
That's right. Yeah. I'm all in with that. That's a great idea.
There you go, bud. There you go. Well, man, it would be nice if there was a legendary uprising in Texas. There, you know, here's some good news, right? We are seeing protests are happening, right? The pilots are saying, yep, we're not going to take your... Even pilots that have been vaxxed are joining those that haven't been to say, you can't force this on anybody. We're not going to stand with that. I'm hearing there are military that are going to be leaving in droves. I'm hearing there are federal employees at multiple levels and multiple critical agencies that are saying this is a line too far and mandating that some foreign body be injected into my body is not going to happen. So that's good news, right? If we could just carry that a little further, where do you feel like? What are some of the keys that you think we need to be doing, Matt, that, you know, beyond just yelling, hollering, screaming, and sending emails?
Well, to this vaccine requirement. Listen, it's real easy. Angela and I, we spoke on the way yesterday in the truck on the way over to the studios. We didn't talk about it on the air, but it's real easy for me to sit in this radio studio and say, don't take the vaccine, right? And give up your job. That's easy for me to sit here because my job is not being threatened yet. And I look out at nurses and teachers and people in the airline industry. I spoke with met a airline hostess on Sunday at our rally. We have a parent of a teacher here in Kerr County whose daughter finally was given permission by the San Antonio School District to not take the vaccine. Listen, I know this is a difficult decision. But you've got to have some trust in God on this. You know, people with faith know what they're stepping out to. My verses today are going to be out of Matthew 6:25 and following, having to do with, don't worry about what's on your plate. God's going to take care of that. If you're standing righteously, God's going to take care of that. But it is, we really need more people just to say no. Because if hospitals and teachers and, you know, there was a walkout in California yesterday. I don't know any details on it, if it was successful. But, folks, we need to each individually take a stand and take the risk. And that is a tough ask. But when it comes to vaccination, right now, that's where I think you need to stand. And if you're being threatened with your job, my advice is take it down to the last minute. Take it down to the last minute. And if it comes to that, don't quit. Make sure they fire you. And this is not going to be easy, Pastor Greg.
No. I understand. I mean, we really do understand that it's not going to be easy. But I would also encourage folks to, you know, I just had on my program just this last half hour, David Johnson. Now, David is the gentleman who stood up against Hasbro. He just recently was on with James O'Keefe identifying the CRT, the push for CRT. And it has cost him his job. Okay, I've had Ryan Hartwig has been with me, and you know Ryan is no longer working for Facebook because he stepped up. Zach Voorhees, or maybe Ryan's the Google and Zach is the Facebook. I apologize if I've confused the two, but I've had both of those gentlemen on several times. These whistleblowers that are coming forward, folks, they are putting their entire future on the line by coming forward and telling us the things that we need to know about what's going on. And, you know, when you hear their stories, Matt, it's no longer, these aren't conspiracy theories anymore. These are realities. These are facts. I've got two interviews that I did that I would really encourage people to go to my website in the video section. You're going to have to scroll down just for a minute. But I was in Illinois at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. One is with Dr. Judy Mikovits, and another one is with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And, you know, listen to what they have to say about the medical truth about these vaccines. And it's not anti-vax as a whole. It is an issue with these vaccines. Even Dr. Peter McCullough, you know, who has been someone a lot of people are listening to, is saying, look, I'm not anti-vax, but the problem is that vaccines for a very long time have been being contaminated, and they are causing huge health issues, autoimmune deficiencies, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, dementia, a variety of the cancer, as an example. Matt, you and I are pretty close to the same age, right? I mean, I'll be 60 next year. We're in the same general age group. When you were in your, you know, when you were a young person and you were in your teenage years, stop for a minute and think about in those years, not in your 40s or your 50s, but in those years, how often did you hear about somebody that had cancer? I mean, to me, that was a really rare occurrence. If somebody had cancer, that was a big deal because very few people had it.
I agree. You're absolutely right. And now it seems like everywhere you turn around, it's cancer in young people, middle-aged, old people. You're absolutely right. And where this is coming from, you know, is it environmental? Is it in the tainted shit? I mean, it's a big question.
And I think it's something that you know, it's a question that needs to be asked, and that's why people like Dr. Judy Mikovits, who was at one point considered to be a hero for her research and for identifying problems. And she says in her interview with me, this goes back to 1934. So if you were born since 1934 and have taken vaccines, you have a very high proximate chance of some form of cancer or autoimmune deficiency issue attacking you. The good news is we prayed a prayer just a couple of weeks ago, Matt, you know, about that. And that prayer is at my website, and you can send me an email at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com, because God's the only one who can undo some of the things that this, you know, evil has done. And I think it's important. And God's the only one who can fix our country. I mean, God ultimately is the only one who is going to stir the hearts of real patriots to come forward and run in the primaries and run for office and fight back against the evil that is overwhelming our nation.
Absolutely. Greg, I just got a text from Secret Squirrel. And Secret Squirrel tells me, and we've been hearing this, and it's absolutely true, I've been hearing it enough, there is no executive order from Biden on vaccine mandates. There is no executive order. What he ordered and what he spoke of in his press conference or his little speech was that he was telling the Department of Labor, I can't remember now, but he was ordering another department of unelected officials to come up with this plan that would force vaccines. Well, it has not happened. It was not an executive order. And if your boss is still calling it an executive order, you need to figure out a way. Listen, they're your boss. This is a right-to-work state. You talk about boss inappropriately in Texas, and you don't have a job. So however you can bring this up with your boss, do so if they still think that this is an executive order, because it's not. And thank you, Secret Squirrel, for reminding me of that. And there's lots of articles out there if you want to go look for that. And you'll find out that there's no, you can search all the executive orders. Those are easy to find. I went back a couple of weeks ago, and I went through all the executive orders from Governor Abbott. And so it's not that hard to find the executive orders directly at the White House website. Look for it. See if you can find it. It does not exist. And so this is a scam. And if your company's falling for it and they're using the excuse that the government's telling them they must do it, then your company is either complicit with them or they're just ignorant, for lack of a better word.
Well, you know, there's the fear thing. And again, you know, he put a vaccine mandate specifically for federal. That's all he has control over. As the executive branch, he has control over federal employees, and he has some control over saying we're not going to do business with federal contractors. However, again, that's really sketchy ground. That's sketchy ground that he's on, and even the mandate to do this to federal employees, there's a Railway Labor Act that actually indicates that he doesn't have the ability to be able to do that. It's a violation of that act. David Shostokas, our constitutional attorney, was on last week talking about that. So you have legal grounds to stand against this, and it's why these individuals, the military and a number of those that are working in federal government, are taking a stand and saying, absolutely not. Absolutely, we will not comply.
Here's my, I don't know, maybe I'm just an optimist, but there's a part of me that just feels like within a couple of years, all of this is going to come out and the truth will be exposed. And then we're going to start seeing commercials, late night TV. Did you take the blah, blah, blah vaccine? You may be entitled to, financial gain or something like that. I really believe that that's where this is going to go, where this is going to end up. But then on the other side of that coin, there's so many things I've thought in the past that the truth is eventually going to come out. And I hate to say it, but it rarely does. So I don't know. Give me some hope here, Pastor Craig. Give me some hope.
Well, you know what? I mean, the hope is, look, you know, I refer back to the interview that I just did with David Johnson, the Hasbro. You know, I asked him, I said, you know, what about this, this CRT? You know, there are a lot of people that are out there that say, oh, come on, this is another one of those, you know, right-wing conspiracy theories. Nobody's really trying to indoctrinate children. Come on. Well, here is a gentleman who sat in a meeting with Hasbro, and their sales force, their marketing force, was instructed, and he has the documentation to prove it. They were instructed about how they were supposed to indoctrinate children through a toy company. Okay? When it's not a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a conspiracy when you have the evidence that proves it to be true. I'm trying to remember, there's several things that we've, you know, uncovered. So even since you've been on the radio, Matt, that were initially viewed as, oh, that's a conspiracy. And then you've dug down and looked into it and said, by gum, folks, I'm telling you, it's the truth.
That's right.
So
absolutely, that's right.
So I think, you know, that as truth tellers, we have to continue to shine the light. Darkness hates the light. That's what John 3 says. The darkness hates the light. Now, some men are drawn to the darkness, but I believe the power of God is evident and rising right now in our country, in our state, to break through. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare it. Join with me. I just declare darkness will not have its way in the name of Jesus Christ, and the light will break through to the hearts of men. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off-limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My, my, my. Okay, let's see. We've got a lot of topics up at the website right now. I really want to encourage you, by the way, get over and watch the video interview that I did at Trinity Health Expo with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And the reason that I tell you that one in particular is really just so critically important is because of the fact that not only does she share truth about the injection and what it does and how it does what it does and really tears down the myths, but in addition to that, as I was listening to her, I just heard the Holy Spirit saying, pray the prayer. And so I pray that prayer that I've prayed here on the program. Ken and I did it last Tuesday. We did it on the Matt Long segment as well. Got through a good chunk of it. But I prayed the prayer to undo. So if you have received that injection, and I have, as a matter of fact, tomorrow on the program, Dee Dee Laugesen is going to come on with me from Save the Persecuted Christians. And we've got a number of individuals that are associated with our organization who were injected, who are now ill, like doctors can't figure out how to make them get better. They're sick. And we're going to have one of those people is going to be with us tomorrow. And they're not alone. There are hundreds. Actually, there are thousands if you go to openbears.org. We'll have them. I just want to encourage you, though. There is absolute hope. And if you watch that video, you'll see at the end of that prayer, Dr. Sherry says, oh, my gosh, I can breathe. She had not been able to take a deep breath since August. And we prayed, and God did a miraculous work. And if you will tap into that by faith, I know God will touch you as well. That's just a part of it. Dan Gaynor's with us tomorrow. Horace Cooper is with us tomorrow. Project 21, Black Leadership. The side effects on Black Americans is devastating. We'll talk about that. And David Shostokas is with us. Chicago, gangland. Hey, if you want to have a shootout and kill each other, not a problem. The DA in Chicago is not going to do anything about it.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.